welcome to another episode of Now About That with James and Sarah. I'm James.
And I'm Sarah.
I want to start off the episode by saying thanks for bearing with us as I was traveling last week and had a wedding to attend. And I just got back home on Wednesday. So back at home, probably turn my sound off on my phone because it's a thing. How is Sarah doing? How are things going?
They're going. And I'm going. And that's all I got.
Have you heard anything about the job stuff?
Yes. I submitted some paperwork that they needed. I'm just waiting for them to tell me when my appointments are and all that.
That's good. So they know, like, how long did they give you to, like, potentially start if everything comes back okay?
Once everything comes back, I should be able to start, like, within a couple weeks.
Exciting.
Hopefully as soon as possible, to be honest.
Yeah. So it's full-time, right? And then...
Yes.
Did we talk about pay yet, or do you know yet?
I don't know yet because they're going to rerun everything through with my updated, since I have had another job while I've been waiting.
No.
So, because they base it off of all of your experience, including any like volunteer work and whatnot. So since I have like 15 years of experience, not including my volunteer work. I'm assuming it's going to be kind of in the same area that it was previously, which previously I believe the rate that they offered me was like 21 something.
That's nice.
So, yeah.
Well, that's good. So I was traveling, so I drove back to Indiana for my friend Kristen's wedding. She was getting married, so I was there. I pulled into Indiana on Thursday. So I started traveling Wednesday, stayed overnight in Pennsylvania on Wednesday, and then checked into my hotel in Indiana on Thursday. And the trip was nice. This was the first time traveling back using my Apple Maps instead of the onboard navigation in the car. And it was a better option than using the onboard navigation in the car. I don't know why, but for some reason last year when we traveled back for Thanksgiving, it had me going through like these tiny little towns in Ohio for weird reasons. And like this time I traveled like I was on 70 the entire time. Well, not the entire time. Most of the time through Ohio, and then all the time, almost the entire time until I got closer to my hotel in Indiana. Mm. So it was very weird. But it was very actually... it was more accurate, I think, than the one that I used last year in the actual car, because it would give you an estimate of like what percentage my car would be at by the time I arrived at the charging station or the end of my trip. And it was typically very conservative. So it would say I would have like 36% whenever I arrived. And then as I would drive, because of how I drive, and like slowing down and speeding up and slowing down with the regenerative braking, it added like 4% almost every time. So I ended with more than I was projected to end with.
Oh, nice.
It was nice. The hotel that I stayed in Pennsylvania was the best one I stayed in, I think. But it was weird because the charging stations were actually broken for some reason. So I couldn't use the regular, well, I say regular, the non-Tesla charging stations. But thankfully, last year I bought a destination charger adapter, which is not like, so there's a few different options for charging electric vehicles. There's level one, which is like very slow. It's like 1 kilowatt per hour type of thing. So you get very little power. Then there's level two, which are what's usually at like hotels and businesses and stuff. You plug your car in, and it's usually around 6 to 7 kilowatts per hour, which is much faster. And then there's the level 3 charging, which is like what people usually call DC fast charging, or like superchargers with Tesla. And the DC fast charging is like, it can be up to 250 to 350 kilowatts per hour, which no one really actually utilizes that. So that was like Electrify America and stuff like that where I would stop. But the destination chargers are level 2 chargers instead of the superchargers, like the Tesla superchargers. So I was able to use my adapter and charge using that. And by the time, like the middle of the night, it was finished charging. So I was ready to go with 100% the next morning.
Love that.
And then we got to, on my way there, I hit a bird. A bird flew in front of my car.
Oh no!
All I saw was this flutter off the side of the road and then a thump. And then I was like, well, that bird's dead.
Whoops.
But I was trying to think what else funny happened. I have been, for some reason, obsessed with watching this thing called Lockdown Protocol. It's a game that people are playing that's a lot like Among Us. Where they're like, they're in a ship and they have to run around and do these tasks. But this one's different because it's like 3D and you're from the point of view of the person in the like suit.
Mm-hmm.
And anyone can kill someone.
Oh.
So you have to kind of figure out who it's called dissidents in this game instead of imposter. And try and get rid of them before they like prevent you from doing tasks. It's a pretty funny game to watch. But I've been watching that on YouTube, and then I've gotten into watching Abbott Elementary. Have you watched that yet?
Oh, I have seen some of that and I enjoy it.
It's a fun show. I'm on season 2 now. And I've had a lot of fun watching it.
I love that.
But since I've been back, we haven't really done much. Ryan had to work Wednesday I got back. Yesterday, Ryan had to work in the morning. And then today, he had to work tonight. And then tomorrow, he works all day. So we haven't really had a chance to hang out that much, except for when I got back and we watched Drag Race and then caught up on some, what's it called? Good Mythical Morning, because we didn't watch any of it. And then tonight is a new Drag Race, so I'll have to catch up on that on either tonight when he gets home or Sunday.
There you go.
And I don't know that I've talked about it, but my classes, I ended with a 93% in both classes.
Nice.
Which is exciting, because I thought I did terribly in both of them. And then my new classes just started this week. Wednesday they started. I haven't done anything with it yet. Nothing's due until next Tuesday. Although the first week, most of the time, in these classes are you just have a discussion board. So there's an introduction discussion board, and then there's something that's like substantive to the course. So I have 2 classes this term again, research and responsive curriculum design and development, and then learning and professional practice.
Okay.
Although I feel like the responsive curriculum design and development, that one I feel like I've done already. So because my master's degree is in instructional design and technology. So it's going to be, it'll probably be easy. But it's the research part of it. So we'll see how that goes.
Good luck. I believe in you.
And then the wedding. So I was wearing, I apparently forgot that I was wearing sunglasses. And let's see, Kristen was looking at pictures of the, that some of her friends were taking of the wedding. And I'm in like off to the side wearing sunglasses, standing and watching. And she's like, it looks like you're our security guard. Because you're just standing there in sunglasses.
Love that. I love everything about that.
So But my one class has an assignment basically every week. Oh, is there a team assignment? I hate that. I'm gonna hate that. I hate team assignments.
I also hate team assignments.
Like, I don't understand why it's a thing anymore. Since 8.
I mean, I guess because it's supposed to teach you to be able to work with like other people in a group.
I don't care. I don't care.
I mean, I'm just telling you.
Well, I'm a full-time adult. I have a full-time job. I don't need to understand how to work well with others. I do it every day.
I know.
Unfortunately.
But a lot of people in college are not fully fledged adults.
I know, and that's why I don't like teamwork, because they screw up and they faff about, and then at the end it's like rushing to finish things, and then my grade is dependent on how well they did. And I hate relying on other people.
I also hate having to rely on other people.
I think we've talked about this in the past. I hate relying on other people. So basically everything I do, like Kristen and I were talking about it a little bit. And I was talking about how Ryan basically pays for groceries every week. And that's all he does to contribute to the household bills. And she was like, why? I was like, because he doesn't need to. And I don't want to have to rely on someone else's money coming in to know that I can live on my own.
Right.
But that's kind of probably based on something that, like, my childhood, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
I couldn't rely on my parents.
I was scary to say. I think we both had that issue. Yeah, no, it's not fun. It's stupid. I hate it. Ooh, but soon I'm gonna have a job, a really good job. And then I'm not gonna have to worry about it anymore.
That's true.
So. Man, I've been really boring. Like, there has not been a whole heck of a lot going on. I'm just here.
And it's that time of year when everything kind of just slows down because of the seasons changing and everything. Like, kids are getting back to school. And so I'm going to have to deal with driving back to work next week. And it's going to be extremely long and obnoxious just to get to work because students are going to be in the way.
Yep. The kids are already back here. So,
yeah, which they were back the... I think they started going back Labor Day weekend, like the week after Labor Day here. So it was like I had a couple weeks where I had to start dealing with it. Kristen's daughter already had a fundraiser.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's for their orchestra. So they're raising funds for something, I'm assuming, for like new equipment or something, I'm assuming. I don't really know. And I ordered it on the 19th. Or no, I ordered it when I first got there, which was the 12th or 13th. The 13th is when I went over there. And I actually got it on the 19th.
Dang.
So it was like anyone that orders stuff apparently gets it very quickly. That was like less than a week, and it said let expect 2 to 3 to 4 weeks, and it's like, well, it was only two. Well, it was less than two. It was like 1 week almost.
That's pretty great, actually.
Yeah.
We're
boring. We have nothing going on.
I know. Well, I mean, we have stuff going on. It's just stuff we've already talked about. My birthday is in 5 days.
Oh, yeah. You're old.
I know. I'm going to be 36. It's so funny to me because one of the girls at work flat out accused me of lying that I was in my 30s. And I was like, Why would I?
I don't know. At this age, it's like, do I take that as a compliment or are you saying I am childish?
Right? Because I'm like.
Like, on one hand, it's like you could take it as a compliment and be like, oh, I would never guess because you look like you're in your early 20s or you're in your 20s.
Yeah.
I would never guess you're in your mid 30s. But then it's on the other hand, it's like, are you saying that I act like a child? That I act like I'm not in my 30s? Like, what does this mean?
Like,
it's a very.
Is this a true compliment or a backhanded compliment?
It's giving me a complex, not a compliment.
But no, she thought I was in my 20s.
No.
And I was just like, I appreciate that.
Maybe. But I appreciate that question mark.
Kinda. I'm like, but I'm 36. I'll be 36. Yeah. I'm gonna have we're doing a quote unquote family sleepover. So the polycule is all getting together on Wednesday night and we're gonna have a slumber party.
That's fun.
Eat junk food, you know, watch movies, stuff like that. I'm pretty excited about it. But other than that, I'm just kind of here.
Do you get to pick some of the movies or all of the movies?
Yes. Yes. I am the person who gets to pick what we watch.
That's fine. You should watch nothing but horror movies.
I originally, I set up like a little poll in our group chat, and was like, okay, do we watch something niche from my childhood? Do we watch something that we've probably already seen? Or do we want to watch a combination of both? Like, you know, so, everybody chose something niche. So I'm just like, ha 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 ha.
So I got something, or I did get my car back in time. I don't know if we talked about this.
Oh, we did
before
not.
Before I left, but I got my car back just in time, like the day before I was leaving, I got my car back and it works perfectly fine. For some reason, every time I got in it and started it, not every time, a lot of the times it would say something about like pedestrian alert malfunction. So I don't know what that means.
Right.
But it would only happen like as soon as I started it. And then it's like it was an alert that came up that whenever I first started it, but then it went away. So it wasn't a consistent alert and it only happened like 4 or 5 times. So I don't know what that's about. And there's not really something. It's one of those things where if it's not happening at the time that I take it in, they can't really fix it or look at it. So.
Right. I remember you talking about that.
So there's nothing I can do about it.
That's so irksome.
Yeah. And then I'm glad that I had my warranty because I ended up only having to pay $250, a little more than that. It was like $290 something because they had. There was some discrepancy between what the warranties would pay and what they said the amount of labor it cost. It was like $30 some. And then I had to pay for my battery.
Ew.
So it ended up costing me like $800 and some instead of over $2,000.
Damn.
Which sucks, but. And then, oh yeah, I didn't tell you this. On my way there, I was driving through Ohio, and as I got into Indiana, I got this alert that my back driver's side tire was low. And I was like, well, that's not cool. So, because I just got my tires rotated, and I literally, it's not the back driver's side tire now, but it was the back driver's side tire that was every month or so, I would have to get more air in it. So they had to plug it when they did the like moving rotation. And then when I got there, it was like, it started out at like 38 PSI. And then by the time I stopped at my hotel, it was down to 23 PSI. So it's like, okay, there's definitely a hole in my tire or something. My tire's punctured. So I made an online or I made an appointment online at a Ford dealership that was right beside my hotel. So I took it there the next day, got my, I guess there was a puncture in it, so they fixed it. And then as I got to Kristen's for the wedding, she was like, her mom was like, well, why are you just not getting here? What were you doing? I was like, I was getting a hole filled. I was like, I don't know why it came out like that. Actually, I first started off by saying I was getting a hole, and then I stopped and I was like, how do I say this? But there's really no other way to say this. I was getting a hole filled.
I mean, it's the truth. So,
but it was fine, and it's fine now. So apparently it was just a small puncture, and it was in the middle of the tread. So they were like, yeah, it was easy. We just had to dismount it from the tire and then fill it and put it back on. So it was like $40-some. It wasn't bad. And I got a new phone, not personal phone, but a new phone for the, did we talk about this where I was thinking about getting a new phone for the podcast phone?
No.
So for some reason I had it on my iPhone, and this iPhone, I had the option to have two different SIMs. They were both digital.
Right.
So I don't have an actual physical SIM anymore, which is the little card that goes into your phone that tells you basically what it is. Not for you, for the people that are listening, if they don't know what a SIM card is. So I had the podcast phone and my regular phone on one phone, but for some reason it would, as I was texting people, it would switch between the phones for no reason.
Oh.
So at one point I would be texting Ryan with my personal phone, and then the next point it would say switch to business instead. So I got a different phone for the one for the podcast. And I was like, well, I'll get an Android to so that I can say that I have the ability to understand and use both Android and iPhone.
Right.
So initially I got this one Motorola, like cheapy $100 phone. Mm-hmm. Hated it because it was really slow and laggy. And I was like, I can't deal with this. And then the next day I got an ad on my Instagram that was a foldable Samsung phone for like a third of the price of it originally. So I was like, ooh. So it was a refurbished phone, and it was a refurbished Galaxy Fold 3. So it's not like the most current one, but it's a foldable, which I was like, I want to play with the foldable. So I got it, and it's really fun. I like it. I do prefer an iPhone and the operating system on an iPhone more than the operating system on the Galaxies or the Androids.
Fair.
It's just a personal preference. I think ideally I liked all the customization whenever I was younger, but now it's like I don't need all that customization to like my home screen where I have widgets and stuff like that where it tells me the time and it tells me all that. I'm like, the time is in the upper right hand corner. I can look there if I need to know the time. I don't need a big widget in the middle of my phone telling me the time or the temperature. I can just go into the app. So to me, it's not, I don't need those things. They're cool. Yes, I agree they're cool, but I'm like, I don't really need them. And then it doesn't like, it gives you the option to customize it, but then like you're set within a certain parameter. So like, if you want like the Google search bar or something like that, it has to be either two little bars or three or four. You can't have it like in the middle where it's one, two, three, and then two on either side. Mm-hmm. And it's like, there's no way to center it well without making it go the entire length. So I don't know, just a personal preference. This is incredibly boring, I'm sure.
I'm sure it's not that boring. I'm sure somebody out there is getting some enjoyment out of this. I don't know who, but you know. I talked to, did we talk about this already? I talked to one of the local bookstores here. To see if I could sell some of my books there. And I'm planning on emailing them this weekend because I've been trying to like build myself up to emailing them because I have anxiety.
Why?
I don't know.
What's the worst that could happen? They say
They say
no.
no. Right. And I get that. But I can't get my brain to cooperate with that.
No.
So it's like I'm having a lot of brain issues here recently where it just feels like, I mean, I know I'm always having brain issues. I saw it on your face. But like it's a combination of things. So like this time of year is always kind of hard for me. September through November is kind of like the anniversary times of like a bunch of really big traumas for myself. So everything just kind of starts going downhill. So my brain is already like in that mode. And it started earlier than I anticipated. So it's just making everything extremely difficult to get done because I'm having to like fight myself every step of the way. It's just, I don't know how to explain it other than
Yeah.
that, but it's just
And
really
it's
frustrating.
hard for me to understand it too, because I don't have the same issues. Like, to me, it's like what I just said. It's like the email, sending the email to them. It's not a big deal if they it the worst thing that could happen is they say no, or they just don't answer, which then it's like, who cares? But I mean, the best thing that could happen is you get a couple of your books in the bookstore. And I'm sure you're not the only author that's local that has asked if you can have a
Oh,
copy of your books.
I'm sure. It just, I don't know how to, I don't know how to get my, the rest of me to agree.
No.
It's like, because you're not saying anything I haven't already said to myself multiple times.
No, that's what I'm saying.
But like,
It's hard for me to sympathize with it. I guess sympathize isn't the word. Hard for me to understand it because my brain doesn't operate that way.
right.
Like, my brain is like, well, I can just email someone, or I can just reach out to someone, and the worst that could happen is. But then, like, your brain, there's more stuff like, well, they're
What
gonna
about this?
like, what about this? Or they're going to like maybe read it and then talk about it with their coworkers and laugh at me. Well, and then it's like, who cares?
Right. And I'm like, I don't want to care about that shit either. Because, like,
No.
who the fuck cares? But it's like, I don't, I, it's so difficult to like get there. It's
Yeah,
like,
no, I totally understand. I mean, I don't understand it, but I know when people have that feeling, and I get it.
And it's just really frustrating, and it's just been very frustrating for me. I always feel like I'm just stuck because I want to do something and I can't get myself to do the thing,
Yeah.
and I hate that.
I think
It's so
the most
annoying.
awkward part of that conversation is going to be like how much to sell it for, but then also how do you get the like paid for what they sell it for? Like, are you going to say, well, let me offer you these few books, and then once they sell, or if they sell, give me this much for them once they sell? And if it's a small bookstore, I'm sure they may like maybe even go into the bookstore and look for something that is like similar to what you have, where it's a small author, like a local author, and then email them and ask them like what they did to get the book into the bookstore, and then how they talked about like worked through the compensation portion of it. Like, did they offer to give them a certain amount of books for a certain price, or once they did they give them to them just like on good faith that they would be selling them, and then they would pay you back once they did sell them? Like, how did that work?
right?
It'd be a good option.
It would be. We're getting there.
Yeah. And I would even recommend looking at, like, are there any groups locally for authors or for people of, like, the arts, like any local
that you could join. Community type.
Yeah. And then that's something that you could just talk to the local community about during a meeting or something, or in a group chat or something.
That is true.
Kind of like the podcaster thing that I joined, even though now it's kind of fizzled out because no one's really doing anything with it. I don't really know what happened there. It was weird. Like, I guess they host some every now and then, but they like set up a WhatsApp group, but no one ever messages in it. And the only time that they did was to ask if anyone was coming, and then I never heard anything back. Like, I responded that I couldn't come, or I can't remember what else, but no one else responds in it. So it's like, I don't really know what's going on with it.
Weird.
And I don't have the time or anything to take it over.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Because I have too much stuff going on.
I mean, you are in school and also working, so.
You know, and Karen, before I went on vacation, she was asking our diversity, equity, and inclusion group. They're looking at changing how it's being led. And she said that our director asked if I would be willing to take over. And I was like, I don't know that I have the time. I would love to, but I don't know that I have the time to do it. And I'm also kind of like, at this point, it doesn't really matter, because anytime we try to do something with it, they like the biggest roadblock that we have has to do with supervisors,
right?
And allowing their employees to actually have the time to do anything DE&I related. So it's kind of like, I would love to do it, but there's a time suck, and then there's also I would have to deal with the supervisors more, which is not something pleasant in most days,
right? I mean, I don't think anybody wants to really deal with supervisors. I don't. I mean, that's not true. My supervisors are fine at my current job, but just like in general.
Yeah. Well, I think your interaction with supervisors is different than my interaction with supervisors, because ours is usually in a guidance capacity and also like developing them, where yours is more like peer to supervisor, like direct report to supervisor. I don't really have, I mean, I have a direct supervisor, but it's more of like our working relationship is very collaborative instead of like these supervisors. It's more, they always ask us for things, and it's our job is to give them development and then feedback and provide them with a alternative way of doing something, even though they don't ever listen. It's very difficult for me to want to do anything for them when they don't do what I ask them to.
Valid. What are your plans for the weekend? Anything exciting?
Good question. I need to do my school stuff, because this year or this term, I need to stop waiting until the last minute to do everything, because that's not a good way to do it. So I really need to start doing like my discussion boards on Fridays and then answering them over the weekend, or at least doing them by Saturday, the end of the day Saturday, and then answering them like Monday, Tuesday.
Fair.
And then I should probably just schedule it, like put it on my, like create an alarm that like every Saturday at like 12:30 or noon or something like that, I have an alarm that goes off that tells me to do a discussion board post.
Smart. And also fairly easy. That's usually what I do as well, is just set. I mean, it's helpful if I actually pay attention to my alarm, though.
Yeah.
But I do set alarms.
It's the paying attention and not just shutting them down and ignoring them. It's hard.
It's hard. I'm doing my best. My best isn't very good, but I'm doing my best.
I do think I'm coming down with something, though, because I feel like a little gross today.
Ooh. I'm sorry to hear that.
Like, it might be allergies or something, but I feel kind of not like, I feel maybe a little bit run down, but nothing crazy.
Well, I mean, you did just, you know, travel and all that.
That's true.
That might be it as well. You probably just haven't recovered fully from traveling, especially since you drove.
Yeah, but this driving, it was a little less intensive than a typical, like, because I had the Blue Cruise, it drove for me basically a lot.
No, that's true.
Although on my way back here, for some reason in Massachusetts and a lot of New York, it did have me go through smaller towns instead of on the highway. And I think that's mainly because I was telling it to avoid toll roads.
Probably.
So it was having me go through these smaller towns and smaller, like, interstates instead of, not interstates, like state highways instead of interstates. So it was very interesting, and I wasn't able to actually engage the Blue Cruise a lot for like the last 5 or so hours of my drive the second day because of the fact that I had to keep slowing down and speeding up and stopping at stoplights and stuff.
Right.
And it was very windy too. Like, a lot of the roads I was on Wednesday evening, or afternoon really, they were very windy roads. So I had to like slow down and speed up and stuff the entire time.
Right. Oof.
So I do have something I want to ask and talk about.
Okay.
And it's a funny, so it's a story or something that the One Nothing podcast posted on their Instagram. And I responded to it personally. But it says, would you go to the police if someone threatened your family with harm? If you did, and then why or why not?
Okay.
So I said, let me see what I said so I can read it. I said, nope, I would be buying some lye, a shovel, and phoning a friend that I know would help dispose of a body.
Smart. I think hashtag same, to be honest. Mostly because I am of the opinion of fuck the police, but also because I'm not waiting for somebody else to give me the justice I deserve. So
just that's true. But that was it, really. I saw that and I was like, that'd be funny to discuss on the podcast.
It would be.
And the and the comments that you post anything you post on theirs, they usually read it on their podcast, the next podcast they record. So it's a fun way to do it. Did you see the performance of Chapel Roan at the VMAs?
I did.
It was very interesting, and I liked her concept.
I liked her concept as well. I just really like her a lot, but I did really enjoy the concept.
And there was a little bit of a like scuffle or something with one of the photographers that were taking pictures of the red carpet.
Yeah, so he got upset at her. I guess she missed her mark or whatever. And so he at one point shouted at her something along the lines of like, shut the fuck up, you're the one who missed your mark.
Yeah.
And she shouted back at him, no, you shut the fuck up. And I actually got into an argument with somebody about this recently because somebody was trying to say that she was a bad person for that. And I was like, no, she responded in kind to somebody yelling at her. She doesn't deserve to be yelled at. She's, you know, a person. She's another human being. Just because she's famous doesn't mean that she should get special treatment, but it also doesn't mean that she should be treated like crap for no reason and just take it. Like, nobody deserves to be treated like crap and have to take it. So I am firmly on her side of, you know, he yelled at her first and she shouldn't have to, like, she was totally valid responding. So.
Yeah, and there's a lot, it was her first red carpet of that magnitude and there was a lot going on. So it's like, you guys have been doing this forever. This is her first time doing something this large. So have a little bit of decorum and grace. Be mindful. Be demure. I'm so tired of hearing that. The other thing I'm kind of tired of, and I don't know why, but the little like heart thing, the hands, I hate it. I've hated it for a long time. Sarah, you do it a lot. I know.
I do.
So you're feeling like attacked. But I mean, it drives me nuts.
I don't do that one as much. So. But I do this a lot, where I'm like curving all my fingers. I do finger hearts.
What?
It's called a finger heart.
It's just a snap.
Yeah, but you don't snap. It's a finger heart.
Okay.
So anyway.
I don't know why that came up, but like something, I don't remember what it was, but I paused a video right before somebody and it looked like they were going into a heart and I was like, oh God, I'm gonna have to skip forward for 10 seconds because I hate it. It's so annoying.
I don't understand why you find it annoying, but you know, whatever.
I don't know. I just, anything that's like, it's people trying to be really cutesy and ugh. It makes me want to jump off a bridge.
People being cute makes you want to jump off of a bridge. Okay.
Or push them off of a bridge, more likely.
I mean. I don't know. I don't know what to say in response to that, to be honest.
Also, Kristen was kind of freaking out at her wedding because she had gotten this like little brooch made for her to put on her her bouquet that she was holding.
Oh yeah,
that
yeah.
Had her stepdad that passed away a couple years ago on it, so she wanted to have it, but it was in the same box in the same bag that had their wedding rings in it, and he took it with him to the location.
Oh no!
Which he was supposed to, but she forgot to take the little brooch thing out first. And I was like, isn't it? Didn't you say it's like literally right down the road? Do you want me just to go and get it? It's not that big of a deal. She was like, yes. Can you go and get it? I was like, OK, what's it called? And I will go and grab it. So it was me and another one of her close friends went and got it. Nice. She was like, I don't know why I freaked out about it, because it's like it's literally is just like you can just go and get it. It's not that big of a deal.
Because she's already under stress because she's getting married. Getting married can be stressful.
That is true. I would never do it, so I wouldn't know.
I did it, and I wish I did not.
Yeah, because you're still married.
I'm still married.
How is that going? Speaking of, not marriage, but things that you need to fix and do quickly.
I'm trying and it's just not happening.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about your driver's license.
Oh, yes. Driver's license. I have all my documents together and I have enough money So first thing this next week when they're open, I'm going. I am tired.
So one thing that listeners, make sure you check your voter registration, because I don't know if you have seen this, but there's a lot of states that are purging their voter registrations. So I think it was Kentucky or something. I just read that they purged around 400 and some thousand registered voters. So if you think you're registered to vote, make sure you go to vote.org to check your registration. And then if you're not registered, get registered.
Yep, as soon as possible. The deadline is coming up.
And every state has their own, so vote.gov usually has links to the voter registration requirements. I'm already registered to vote. Sarah, yours is October 7th.
Okay.
Last time to register to vote in person. Okay. And then by mail, it says postmarked by October 7th. But I think if you go, I don't know if you go whenever, like a lot of states have at your BMV or something like that, you can choose to register to vote when you sign up for your driver's license.
Yeah.
So you can do that too.
And if they don't, I already received my paperwork to update my voter registration. So if the BMV, if the DMV or whatever, DPS, I think is what it's called here, the Department of Public Safety.
Oh.
So if they don't register me to vote there when I get my driver's license, I have the paperwork already. All I have to do is fill it out and send it in. So.
Yeah.
Either way, I'm going to be registered to vote.
It's going to be an interesting.
Apparently, Georgia's going to be counting their votes by hand.
I still don't understand in 2024 how it's not a fully digital system yet.
I don't know.
In what world does it still make sense in 2024 to have paper ballots or have to do it in person? I don't understand. It doesn't make any sense. Like, there's a way to make it to where you can make it digitalized, where it will send a text message to someone and the only person that can get it is they have their phone number registered with the text, with the system. It sends a one-time text message to them to validate them and then, or verify them, and then they go in and cast their ballot. It's only valid for 15 minutes after it sends it, and then after that it expires, so they don't have access to it anymore.
Right.
Did you read, or have you heard that the two space astronauts that are on the space station requested their absentee ballots in space?
Oh, I did not.
So no one has an excuse to not vote this year, because even someone in outer space can vote. So they do what I basically just said. They send them a PDF that they can is password protected, and they can go in, register their PDF, and then cast their ballot and send it off.
Okay. Wild.
So it's like, why can't we just do that for everyone? It doesn't make any sense.
Right.
That's how it happens. And then someone, I saw all the comments, someone's like, I can't even get high speed internet in my area, but we're sending a ballot to someone in outer space to vote.
Right? That's wild to me. I mean, that's cool, but it's wild.
Yeah.
Like, oof. Okay.
So I'm thinking what we should do for October, since October is literally just around the corner, because it's September 20th at the time that we're recording this. And I think we should do an episode every week where we review a scary movie.
Ooh, I agree.
So I think over the next couple of weeks, you and I should work to put together a list of scary movies, and then over the week, this coming week, and then next Friday, we can finalize it.
Okay. Because
after that will be October.
Right.
And then we can review movies all, like, do a portion of it. We're not going to do an entire episode dedicated to one specific movie, although it might, depending on how in-depth
good and or bad it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I would love that.
That'll be fun for October. So I was just thinking, what are we going to do in October? And we could do that. But I think that sounds fun.
I can't believe it's already almost October.
No, I can't believe 2024 is already almost over.
I know, right? It's wild. It's going to be 2025.
It's been a fast year.
It has been. It only gets faster from here.
I'm going to be 27.
Oh my God. Liar. Pants on fire.
I did have an interesting conversation with my father while I was back home. And my nephew, he doesn't listen to this, so it won't really matter. But he's apparently dating someone that goes by they, them. And my dad was confused and keeps referring to them as her and she. Oh. So I had to have that conversation with him. And he was like, I just don't get it. I'm like, and it's not for you to understand. It's for you to accept and work on making sure you identify them as what they want to be identified as.
Correct.
You don't need to understand it. That's not your concern right now. Your concern is to try and make them as comfortable as possible. And one way of doing that is by referring to them as the pronouns that they're asking you to refer them to as.
Correct.
He was like, I know, I'm trying. I was like, and I agree. You do much better than most people in your situation.
True.
But that's the thing with him having a very woke child. He has one very woke child, and the other two are just fighting through life.
The other two are just doing whatever the fuck they're doing.
Have you seen that there was a judge that was shot and killed by a sheriff in Kentucky?
I did not.
They're not like saying what like the motive was, but a judge and a sheriff were in his chambers, and apparently the sheriff shot the judge. So I did hear something about he had just like the judge, or there was an arraignment for two women that were saying that the judge was offering to lessen their sentence if they had sex with him in his chamber. I don't know that that's been verified, so I can't say that that's correct. And then there was something like people were commenting, if the judge did the same thing to my daughter, I would do the same thing. So I don't know if that means one of the daughters were included in that indictment or that that conversation about the indictments, but just strange. Insane. Strange. People are crazy.
What do you expect when you've got a former president on TV saying the shit he's saying?
I don't understand the things that they're saying about the rhetoric from the left is causing two assassination attempts on Donald Trump. And it's like,
what rhetoric?
He's the fact that people are saying that he's a threat to democracy. Like, what? Well, he is a threat to
democracy. He is a threat to democracy.
They're not saying go kill him. Like, there's never been anyone on the left side from the capacity that they're talking about.
Right.
As in like the president, vice president, right. Currently.
Nobody has tried to send anybody after him. But also, can I just say that I think that both of these assassination attempts are faked. Because, bruh, he, like, when he was at the debate, he didn't even have a bandage on his ear. There were no marks on his ear. Like, it wasn't that long ago. He would still have some kind of mark on his ear.
Yeah. Well, I mean, even the other debate, it was closer to the time and there was nothing on his ear.
Exactly. So I'm just like, what the fuck? And then, and then the other thing too is like, okay, so if these assassination attempts are real, what the fuck is going on with his security detail?
Yeah.
Because they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing. So it has nothing to do with the left at that point.
That's the one thing with this last one. Like, I haven't read that much about it, but apparently he was at his golf course and this guy was just walking around the golf course with a gun just out. And it's like, first of all, why is that allowed? And second of all, why is that allowed that close to a previous president?
Right.
Like, I don't, like, how would that have been approved or allowed or in any way?
Exactly. And I mean, that...
And like this time there weren't any actual shots, so I don't know why they're calling it an assassination attempt when I never read anything that said someone shot at him.
Yeah, I didn't hear anything.
Only thing I read was that there was a guy that was walking around with a rifle. And it's like, well, yeah, you allow them to. That's why they're doing it.
Yeah. It's just, I don't... But, like, what about all the death threats and, like, bomb threats that people in fucking Springfield have been getting because fucking he's all, like, they're eating the pets.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Like, I don't understand. What
about all the hate crimes that are going up because of him? But nobody cares about that.
And then the fact that they don't even know where the people from that are, the Haitians are from.
Right.
It's like, if you don't know that someone that is identified as Haitian is from Haiti, then you shouldn't be running for any office.
Exactly.
Like, it's not that. And if you say Haitia, you're an ignorant moron. Yeah. And you need to be removed from whatever office you're currently holding and banned from it holding any other office.
So I got into an argument with my uncle.
You, an argument?
I know. No. I know. Shocking. My uncle posted something transphobic. And... so I deleted him. But before I deleted him, someone else, one of his friends, commented and said, a transgender is still what they are born. Just because they identify as a male doesn't make them one. And I responded with, actually, scientifically, it does. Trans and gay people have historically been recognized since ancient times, which is easily researched, but I see you're not intelligent enough to do that. Like, that's just how I feel right now, is like, y'all can find the information. It's easy to go and find information that's actually credible. It's not that hard. It's something that we learned in school. Like, I don't understand how the generation that said, believe half of what you see and none of what you hear, has become the, we believe everything that this one person says because we like them. Yeah. What?
I think it's also because they see it online and they just read a headline, but the headline's inaccurate or baseless.
Right. And they're not like...
And they're not reading the actual context of the... article.
Exactly. They're not reading the context. They're not going in and doing their research. They're just taking it at face value. And like, literally, all growing up, I remember being told by the adults around me that just because it's on the internet doesn't mean it's true. Just because somebody said that doesn't mean it's true. You have to discern what is true based on, you know, complete information. And I just don't understand why that's not something that people put into practice anymore. I don't understand why I can't just tell somebody, you know, hey, these are the facts. Here's the links. You know, this is accurate. And that person not want to go and research the same thing and come to their own conclusions from there. Like, why are your conclusions not based on reality or evidence?
I don't understand the thought process of people like that either. It's like, if you are going to go off of what someone else is telling you and then not do your own research, then that's a red flag and I'm not going to ever pay attention to what you're saying anyway, because like, you're not actually looking into it. You're just basing it off of someone else telling you that.
Correct.
Like, if you can provide me with credible evidence showing me what you're saying is true, then yes, I might believe it. Otherwise, you're just saying, well, this person told me, or I saw it on this. Then it's like, well, it's not accurate. I'm not going to believe you just because someone told you.
Right. It is important to always do your own research to formulate your own opinions and to make sure that you're getting that research from credible sources. So credible sources include .govs. Any kind of government website, they're required to provide you with information. Now, whether or not you agree with their information, that's a different story. But a .gov website is almost always, obviously there's going to be exceptions, but is almost always going to have the information that you're looking for, because that entity is legally required to provide you with that information. Now, other credible sources are ones that cite their sources. So for example, if you're going to a .org website, I generally do not trust .com websites for any factual information. So that includes, like, don't go to Yahoo Answers. That should be an obvious one, but apparently it's not. You know, don't go to Yahoo Answers. Don't be searching on Bing or anything like that. Like, you can find studies. You know, there's ways to find the information and ways to backtrack to be able to find that information is credible. And it's very important to do so.
I saw something earlier that was a very good, it made sense to me, but now I can't find it. And it was a word, like, so they like highlighted a word, and it was basically someone that doesn't want to, or that is against technology advancement. I don't remember what the word was, but it was an interesting conversation, and now I can't find it because it's lost in my brain rot of TikTok or Instagram reels. That also includes a lot of Agatha All Along stuff, apparently. It's a big thing going on right now, Agatha.
Oh.
From the MCU.
Okay.
And moving on from that, though, did you hear about the Texas Homeowners Association? Or no, sorry, Florida Homeowners Association?
No.
So the Homeowner Association president was going around and removing political signs. So they were removing like all of these Harris Walls signs, but they were leaving Trump signs. And their justification for leaving the Trump signs is because he's a previous president. So it's historical and not political.
It's not historical if it's specifically for the current election. Right.
Exactly. So that was my argument. It's like, it's not really, it's a political sign regardless of whether it's for his previous presidential candidacy or not. He's using the same quote and basically the same sign, just switched out the name because it's literally two letters different. Instead of Pence, it's Vance, two letters different. but anyways, so he was going around doing that and people were saying, you can't do that anymore because you're taking away our First Amendment right. And an HOA, what are they called? Policies don't override the amendment, like our constitutional rights.
Right.
But apparently at one house, someone had booby trapped one of the signs and he lost his foot because it exploded when he went to remove it. So he is suing the homeowner, but the homeowner's like, in Florida, we have a right to protect law where it says, if I'm defending my property, I can't be sued. And it goes even further, because the last thing I heard about it was that the people that are in the homeowners association or in the area were flying drones lit up with blue lights around his house to antagonize him in the, like, saying Harris in his windows, and he was out shooting at them with a gun, and he got arrested for endangering the public because he was shooting into the air.
What the
insanity. But I just, so that kind of brings up a conversation with HOAs. There's so much stuff about HOAs going on right now. I don't know what's going on, but every other video on TikTok, or every couple videos on TikTok, it's about someone fighting with their HOA representative because they're stepping over their
actual, like,
what they're supposed to be doing. Yeah. So for people that don't know what an HOA is, it's basically a homeowners association that's supposed to set standards for, like, your house has to have, like, keep your grass cut, keep your landscaping intact. And then if something happens to someone's roof or something like that, then they can use funds from the HOA to keep the aesthetics of the community up to standards. But what they're doing now is, like, if someone paints something that a color they didn't like, but it was before the HOA set the policy, they're saying you have to fix it. But it's like, well, it was grandfathered in because that policy wasn't there when I did this. It's just, I've never liked HOAs. And if I ever buy a house, I will not, if an HOA is part of the, if the house is within an HOA, I will never buy a house. Like, if they say there's an HOA tied to this house, that's something that would be a deal breaker for me, because I don't think that they're valid. I don't think that they're necessary, unless it's something like to help pay for when someone in the community is like, roof needs to be replaced or something like that. That's not the same thing as what the HOAs have kind of turned into, where it's a power grab for someone because they want to be able to tell people what they can and can't do, or break into someone's house because you're on the HOA board, and in your HOA policies it says that you can enter someone's house at any point. It's like, no, there are still laws that say you have to give prior notification.
Yeah.
And 5 minutes before you go in, or while you're at someone's front door, is not prior communication.
Yeah.
So I've never been a big fan of HOAs. I think they're stupid.
No, I think they're stupid too. I think it's stupid that you have to pay for your HOA. I think it's stupid that they prevent you from being able to paint your house whatever color you want.
Yeah.
Like, it makes no sense. What's the point? Like, I'm good. So.
Well, you want to wrap this up with some trivia?
Yeah, I'd love to.
All right. So I'm going to ask just a couple questions, and Sarah, you're going to answer them. And then we can go from there. The first one is, Leonardo da Vinci's Mona Lisa hangs in what museum?
The Louvre.
Yeah, the Louvre Museum in Paris. And then how many states does the Appalachian Trail cross, or Appalachian, or Appalachian, depending on who you are? Wish I was driving through the Appalachian Trails a lot the last couple days.
Yeah, I was going to say you were definitely in there for a bit. I know that it covers a lot. I think it's like 7
or double eight that. States?
Oh.
14.
Dang. Okay.
Because it's like in parts of like.
Right. I knew it was in parts of like some of the states. Dang.
But it basically runs like from the northeast like, down to the south. So it's 14 states.
Dang.
What is the name of John Travolta's character in the 1977 film Saturday Night Fever? Have you ever seen that?
No, I've seen literally two John Travolta movies my whole life. My mother calls him John Revolting.
So it's Tony Manero, Manero, M-A-N-E-R-O. I don't know.
Okay.
What do you call a group of flamingos?
Ooh, a flamboyant.
Yes. relative to the internet, what does URL stand for? I didn't even know this. Oh, no, I did. Yes, I did.
I don't know.
It's Uniform Resource Locator.
Okay. See, I was thinking close to that, but not quite.
Yeah. What is the distance from the Earth to the Sun? And this is changing.
It is changing. It's like a billion miles.
93 million miles.
93 million. Okay.
Which country is the largest in the world by mass, not by population?
Russia?
Yes. M&M's fruit chews would eventually become what popular candy?
Skittles.
You would think.
Mm.
This is the hard candy coating. Starburst.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
According to the Guinness Book of World Records, what is the best-selling book of all time?
The Bible?
Yeah, sadly. What U.S. state is home to the Acadia National Park?
I don't know.
It's Maine.
I was not even close.
There's the Acacia National Park, which is in California. Acadia is in Maine. What is the only food that can never go bad?
Honey.
Yep. What is the first animal that has ever been cloned?
A sheep.
Dolly.
I was alive for that.
What is the pet dinosaur on the TV cartoon The Flintstones called?
Dino.
Yeah. Or Dino? Dino? It's Dino.
It was Dino.
What identity document is required to travel to different countries around the world?
A passport.
Passport, yes. Who is considered the father of relativity?
Einstein?
Yeah, we talked about him on. I was gonna say we talked about him on the last episode because we did that thing where it was crude drawings in Microsoft Paint.
Yes.
Edie Falco and James Gandolfini star in what series about the life of a New Jersey mob boss?
So I know this.
It's a series.
It is a series. Oh my god! I literally just had it. Now it's gone. Fuck. I can see it in my head.
It's also a group in music. Like, think back to choir. There's
the Sopranos.
Yes.
Thank you. Jesus. Nearly, I can see it in my head.
Yeah. Nearly all fossils are preserved in what type of rock?
Amber? I guess amber's not really a rock.
Yeah, amber is a type of rock, though.
It is?
Yeah. But it's considered, like, part of this.
Oh.
Sedimentary.
Mm.
What guitarist notably performed on the Michael Jackson song Beat It? You're a big Michael Jackson fan. You should know this.
I am. I think it was Slash, wasn't it?
I don't think so.
No?
I don't think this person's in Slash, no. Or this is Slash.
Well, for some reason, that's the only guitarist I can think of right this minute.
Eddie Van Halen. What is August's birthstone?
It's a peridot.
Yes. And I'm glad you said it because I would not be able to say that. What is Prince Harry's official first name?
Oh, I don't
think
know.
It's Harry, right? It's similar.
Is his first name Harold?
No.
Like,
so you switch two letters in Harry to get his actual first name. Think of an old English name.
Henry?
Yes, Henry.
His name is Henry?
Yeah. Apparently, his official name, I guess. I don't know if that's like, that's his birth certificate name or that's like what they refer to him as.
That's so weird. Okay.
What is the fifth sign of the zodiac?
Hold on. I'm having to go through in my head.
I don't ever understand how people like put them in order.
So it starts with Aries.
Because it's not alphabetic.
It's not. And it's not in the order of the months either. But for whatever reason, the zodiac calendar always starts with Aries and ends with Pisces. So Pisces is March and Aries. End of March, beginning of April. Taurus, April to May. Gemini, May to June. Would it be Virgo?
There's a lion.
Leo. I went one too far.
Which branch of the United States Armed Forces uses the slogan, "It's not just a job, it's an adventure"? Ugh.
Gross. The Navy?
I was going to say they get wet. Yeah, the Navy. That could also be the Coast Guard. Anyway, it's the Navy. By U.S. law, exit signs must be one of what two colors?
Red.
I didn't know this. It can be red or...
orange?
Green. I didn't know we had green stop signs. Oh, exit signs. Exit signs.
Exit signs either. I've only seen red exit signs.
I think when they say exit signs, they also are talking about like highway exits.
Oh, that makes sense. Then in that case,
I've seen green exit signs, like the exit, like to exit a building.
I usually see red.
They're typically red, but I've seen green too. What is an H-sided shape called?
An eight-sided shape?
Yeah.
An octagon?
Yeah. Octo. Stop sign. There we go. When was Earth Day first celebrated in the year?
1970s.
Yes, Sarah. Good job. How many points does the Star of David have?
Six?
Yes. Yep. Who is Barbie's little sister?
Skipper.
In the United Kingdom, what is the day after Christmas known as?
Boxing Day.
Which three zodiac signs are water signs?
Pisces, Scorpio, and...
associated with the disease that you had.
Cancer. Thank you.
Yes, Cancer. Cancer, Pisces, and Scorpio. Which month is the year of the year is National Ice Cream Month?
July.
Yes, it's July. Was that a complete guess?
That was a complete guess.
Actor Steve Carell plays the memorable character. He plays what memorable character in the popular TV series The Office?
I think the character's name is Michael.
Yeah, Michael Scott.
Okay, I couldn't remember the last name.
In the 1988 movie Mystic Pizza launched the career of what pretty woman?
Julia Roberts.
Stupid. Whitney Houston went to the top of the music charts in 1992 with which Dolly Parton song? That's an easy one.
I Will Always Love You.
Yes. I don't even know these people. Brianne Howie and Antonia Gentry star as mother and daughter in what popular Netflix series? I don't even know what this is. Jenny and Georgia. No idea.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
Cillian Murphy plays a 1900s mob boss in Birmingham, England, in which streaming series?
Peaky Blinders.
Yes. Anna, Elsa, and Kristoff and Olaf are all characters in what animated movie?
Frozen!
God. Yes, Frozen.
But what I was saw 5 times in theaters.
What was Taylor Swift's first song to chart on the Billboard Hot 100? Fun fact, it is the name of another artist.
Oh.
Also in country.
Oh, is it, oh my God.
I wouldn't know this answer because I never listened to
Taylor
Swift that much.
I can see his face in my head. He's married to Faith Hill.
Yes. I'm surprised you knew this answer.
Last name's McGraw.
Yes.
But I know his first name because of the T, mm-hmm. but I cannot for the life of me remember which T name.
Short for Timothy.
Tim McGraw.
Tim McGraw, yes.
Right.
What 1997 movie features Will Smith and Tommy Lee Jones as undercover secret agents who police extraterrestrials?
Men in Black.
Yes. In what TV series did actor Tom Hanks co-star with Peter Scolari in the early 1980s?
Turner and Hooch.
No.
No?
No.
Oh.
The first word, you have two of them. I guess together it'd be this word.
I don't know.
And then we are the second word.
We are the second, what?
Yeah. I'm trying to make this as easy as possible. Bosom buddies. Bosom buddies.
Bosom buddies, okay.
Oh, speaking of, while I was traveling, Ryan said he told one of his coworkers that he had a headache. And he thinks it's because I wasn't giving him neck rubs every night. So he was getting headaches. And she goes, you're such a titty baby.
I love that.
What actor plays Ken in the 2023 blockbuster movie Barbie?
Ryan Gosling.
Yes. What name is singer actor Stephanie Germanotta better known for?
Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga. We'll just do a couple more and then we'll call it a podcast. What 1927 film effectively ended the silent movie era by introducing synchronized talking and singing?
I cannot think of the name of it. I know it, but I can't think of it.
The Jazz Singer.
I knew it was jazz something.
Before embarking on a solo career, Beyoncé was part of what R&B group?
Destiny's Child.
Yes. And then what actor played Alex Keaton in the 80s TV show Family Ties?
I don't know.
I don't either. I wouldn't have known this. It's Michael J. Fox.
Oh, okay.
Sure. The Rockettes dance troupe. The Rockettes dance troupe most famously perform at what New York City venue?
The Rockefeller Center?
The Rockettes.
At the Rockefeller Center.
Yeah. Try again.
The Rockettes. I don't know.
Radio City Music Hall.
Why are you giving me that look? Oh, you're frozen.
You're frozen. Oh no, Sarah. Oh,
here I am.
You're back. Okay.
Yeah,
like you were frozen.
No, you were frozen too. I was like, why are you giving me that look?
I think it's your, it might be your internet.
I think it is.
So we'll finish. So it's Radio City Music Hall.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And then what was the difference? What was the very first video ever played on MTV?
First video ever played on MTV.
And it kind of goes with the theme of it being MTV.
Was it Michael Jackson's Thriller?
No. To think of what I just said, it kind of goes with the theme transitioning to MTV. So music television.
Mm-hmm.
What would you traditionally listen to music on before TV?
Oh, is it Video Killed the Radio Star?
Yes. By the Buggles. Yeah,
the Buggles. Or Bugles?
Bugles. I don't know.
I don't know.
What Android Lloyd Webber Broadway show features the characters Mistopheles and Old Deuteronomy?
Andrew Lloyd Webber?
Yeah.
Is it Faust?
Mistopheles and Old Deuteronomy.
Mephistopheles and Old Deuteronomy. Is it Faust?
No. They recently, not too long ago, it's been a few years now, came out with a movie of the same name. It was terrible.
Oh, it was terrible. Okay. Yeah. Was it Jesus Christ Superstar?
No.
Was it Joseph and the Technicolor Dreamcoat?
No.
I have no idea.
Cats.
Cats.
Mistopheles and Old Deuteronomy.
See, all I could think about was like biblical stuff. I'm like, what? What?
I love cats.
I've never actually seen cats.
That's the only time you'll ever hear me say that, because otherwise I'm not a huge fan of cats. I love the musical Cats. Very good. I checked out. So there was a live recording of it. Not a live recording, a production recording of like the live cast that was available at the movie gallery that I worked at. And I checked it out like 15 times.
Nice.
Richard Hatch is the very first winner of which reality TV show?
Survivor.
Yes. I've never really gotten into watching Survivor.
I haven't either.
The unicorn is the national animal of which country?
Scotland.
And then let's see. I'll find a fun one to end it on. Oh, okay. We'll do this one. According to Instacart, what is the most disliked food in America?
I don't know, but my most disliked food is Brussels sprouts.
I wouldn't consider this an actual food, more of an ingredient, because you don't typically have this by itself.
Is it cilantro?
It's not cilantro. I knew you were going to go there. It's not cilantro.
I don't know.
It's a fish.
A fish?
Mm-hmm.
Fish. It's not tuna, is it?
No. So it's not typically, I wouldn't think of it considered as like, you wouldn't eat this on its own. It would be an ingredient on something or in something.
Okay, so like anchovies?
Yes, anchovies. Yeah.
Okay.
You remember when we went to New York and I got that pizza? It was called like Alice in Wonderland or something. And yeah. I got it because I thought it had mushrooms on it, because that would make sense because it's Alice in Wonderland themed, but it had anchovies on it and I almost vomited.
I do remember that.
Like, I was like, why would this have anchovies on it when it's literally, she ate mushrooms?
It wasn't supposed to make sense because Alice in Wonderland doesn't make sense. But fun fact about Alice in Wonderland, really quick while we're still chit-chatting before we close. Fun fact about Alice in Wonderland is that it was Lewis Carroll's response to New Mathematics. So because he was a mathematician, a lot of people don't realize that, but he was a mathematician. And so there were a lot of new discoveries going on with mathematics. So like irrational numbers, things like that. And he was just like, it's going to be chaos. So Alice in Wonderland is literally how he imagined the world would be with these numbers, like these new mathematics.
Hmm. Speaking of, I saw someone do math and it was subtractions one way the other day. And it was like, they're telling people to do it this way. And it was like 5 or 9 minus 4 or something, or 9 plus 4. I don't remember, but they like broke down the number 4 and then were looking at it. It was so dumb. I didn't understand. I was like, why the hell would you do that? Stupid. I do have one more that I want to do because it's funny.
Okay.
The line, your mother was a hamster and your father smelled the elderberries.
Mother smelled elderberries.
It's from what 1975 movie?
Monty Python in Search of the Holy Grail. Thank you, Mr. Coppedge.
So funny.
I think we were in that class together.
I think so too, yeah.
Because Vashti was in that class with us too.
Yep.
All
right, well, do you want to call it a podcast? And we can, I can cook some dinner and then...
I was just getting ready to say, my dinner should be getting here in just a few minutes.
Ooh, Sarah ordered. She rich.
Sarah's not rich.
She Sarah got money.
But I don't have any groceries right now, and I'm too tired to go get groceries.
I'm gonna actually text Ryan and see if he can just grab something, then I'm just gonna eat something that we have here already.
Yep.
Because it's 7:40 and I really don't like to eat after 7:30.
That's fair. That's valid.
All right. Well, ready to call it a podcast? Do you have anything fun planned this weekend?
No, not really. It's free museum day on Sunday, so I'm working. But that's other than that, nothing too exciting. What about you?
No, just school stuff and then editing this, and I'll probably finish watching some more episodes of Abbott Elementary.
Nice. Sounds like a fun time.
All right. Well, thank you for listening to this week's episode of Now About That with James and Sarah. If you like this episode, please give us a like, comment, and don't forget to follow or subscribe. If you would, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen, as this will help get the podcast out to more people and help us grow. Feel free to follow us on social media. Our handle everywhere is at NowAboutThatPod, so if we don't come up in the search, then we are not on that platform. And if there's something specific you would like us to discuss on the podcast, feel free to email us at nowaboutthatpod@gmail.com. Visit our website, www.nowaboutthatproductions.com, or you can leave us a voicemail or send us a text message with anything you would like us to discuss. On the podcast, our phone number is 765-557-4170. Thanks again for listening, and we hope you have a great week, since it'll be coming out on Monday. Sarah, enjoy your weekend and whatever food you got.
Yes, and you enjoy your food and your weekend as well.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.